Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What makes you anxious? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text Tana and Raven. 60% of millennials say that not checking emails for more than 3 to 4 hours at a time causes severe anxiety.
You know, I have to have all the notifications turned on my phone, as maybe many people do, right? You get the little red number there on that. And all of those, I have to have clear of numbers or else it just weighs on me.
Oh, man.
I looked at my wife's phone the other day. She has 566 emails written in the notification thing. How's that possible?
I can't.
I would just delete my existence, my identity, and start over. Because you're never going to catch up on that many.
I can one-up you on that. My father doesn't think text messages are important.
Yeah, it's not a real thing.
I checked his phone the other day.
Yeah.
He had 36 unread text messages. So I was like, Daddy.
Right.
I go, you have 36 unread text messages. He goes, son. I go, these are people trying to talk to you. These aren't like random spam emails. These are real
messages. These are people that actually have your phone number.
Anna, if they want to talk to me, they know how to find me. I was like, oh my gosh.
They have to come visit him
can you imagine?
At the restaurant while he's working.
Right. They got to come find him while he's making pizzas. Can you imagine looking down at your phone and seeing you have 36 unread text messages?
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't even like
I can't
faze
breathe.
You?
No, yeah. I can't breathe
right.
Already. Just thinking about it. Do you feel like there's more anxiety out there in the world nowadays?
Yes.
Is it because of these devices and stuff like that, or are we just more conscious?
No.
We're all more fragile?
I think that just stress in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things that give anxiety.
Yeah.
Last night, I was looking in my refrigerator, and I guess I overshopped at the grocery store on Sunday.
Okay.
And I started panicking.
Oh, no.
That there was too much food, and we didn't have enough dinners.
The lettuce is going to expire.
Oh, my gosh. I'm checking the lettuce.
Right.
I go, should I freeze this meat?
Who's eating this cold cuts? Happening here?
Hayden says she was going to eat this. She's not eating it. It's going to go bad. I go, I'm having refrigerator anxiety. I can't believe that's even a real thing.
You know what I get is when my wife goes in the garage or the shed, like if my wife is going to get something out of the garage or shed, she normally asks me where something is. When she doesn't ask me where something is and then she walks into the garage or shed, I can't relax.
Right.
I can't. I'm in a panic. What is she doing in there? What is she moving around? Because I want to give her space. Obviously, it's her house too.
Right.
But at the same time, that's my area, man. What are you doing in there? What are you doing?
How about when the gas light comes on in your car?
Oh, I never get that light.
Oh,
come on. Who does that?
When I let the gas light come on because it tells you counts down the miles.
Right.
And I'm okay. But when it just starts saying low fuel and there's no more miles that I can attribute till I run out of gas.
Right. You can't trust the rate that's counting down at that point.
It's like I thrive on that stress and anxiety
right.
where I'm frantically now trying
chaos.
To figure out where am I going to go.
That's the gambler in you.
Oh.
That's the gambler in you. Speaking of in the car, when I'm merging.
Mm.
It's not because I don't enjoy a merge or understand how the merge works. It's that nobody else abides by the rules. So when you're already slowed down, the question is, how far is the person next to you going to push it? Are they going to be nice and polite the whole way down, or are they just going to make it difficult? And then I'm going to have to lose my top, and in public, I'm going to make a scene, and it's going to be a mess here. That gives me anxiety.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's that thing that just gives you so much anxiety? 60% of millennials say that if they don't check their email from 3 to 4 hours, it gives them severe anxiety.
Severe to me anxiety. Says, like, I can't leave the house. Like, I can't get regular things done here. I don't like it when the notifications pile up on my front of my phone.
I don't like it either.
That makes me nuts. And you know what I also do? When the bills arrive, I pay them the day the paper arrives at my house.
Oh, really?
Like, I just can't stand to look at them.
Mm.
It's weird.
I don't like when I have to go to the post office. That gives me anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I have to find when am I going to go? How am I going to get there?
I'll be standing there.
Wait.
The line. We're so dramatic
There's
about the post
office. There's never any parking. It's Hannah and Raven.
It's not fair to the post office,
oh,
really.
Oh, man. We asked on our Facebook page, what gives you the most anxiety? James wrote, trying to find parking at my local Walmart on a Saturday.
Oh.
Just thinking about it, like, I'm going to have to park so far.
I went the other day. I drove by on the way to a Super Bowl party, and I was like, what are all these people doing there?
Yeah.
What are they doing there right now?
Everybody's got to go to Walmart on Saturdays.
I don't understand.
No, my problem is, like, when you see a spot that's pretty far away,
right?
But you don't want to commit to it.
You don't want
to dart. You're afraid that if you pass it, you're going to lose it, and then there's not going to be another spot. You're going to end up parking even further. That gives me anxiety, too. On our text line, we got a text message saying massive ocean waves give them anxiety. Even watching it on TV, I'm feeling that feeling minuscule and not breathing.
Force of nature.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What gives you anxiety?
I gotta tell you, it's jewel anxiety. Every time I leave the house and leave it back, that's a little puff bar, and I go out of my mind. I search my pockets like the cops used to frisk me.
Oh my, okay. Very revealing. You know what? He's here to share this morning. He doesn't care how early it is, Anna. I hope you have your jewel with you, sir. We need you calm, clearly.
Dana and Raven, what gives you anxiety?
Okay, so I'm a commuter, and I actually get on the Merritt Parkway in New York heading back to Connecticut when I come home. And I have to get on by a stop sign. So it's not like merging traffic. I stop and I have to wait for all the cars.
Oh, yeah.
You have to figure out when you're going to dodge it and go. And is this car going to plow into me? And every single day I have that stress.
That is the difference between buying the regular motor and the turbo when you get your next vehicle.
Right?
And it's like putting your butt in the spring, like Wile E. Coyote back in the Acme rocket launcher. Yeah, I know that feeling.
It's awful. It's scary.
Yeah. Even thinking about it is giving me anxiety.
What's wrong with me? I like it.
Anna and Raven, what gives you anxiety?
Well, it started with my husband. When my husband would travel by himself, and now my adult children, I check American Airlines flight status like every 20 minutes. Like, I know airlines travel is supposed to be safe, but I am always full of anxiety when they're flying.
I tell you what, when I flew to Hawaii, all right, you know, they've got the little video screen that shows the plane up in the air. For some reason, even though you're at 30,000 feet, when they show you above land, you feel safer for some reason. I mean, you're never going to make it if something should happen. But when you're out there over the ocean for 5 hours and you can't even see land on the little map, you're like, listen, just put some land on here on the little map to fool me.
You know, I'm on the opposite side. I always get anxiety when I go on vacation that something's going to happen to somebody back home.
Oh.
You know, and like no one's going to tell me because I'm on vacation. I don't know why that always bothers me.
I mean, on the same time, you'll enjoy your tanning time.
Right. Anna and Raven, what gives you anxiety?
When you're at your desk and just doing your work, and someone comes up behind you and just stands there and watches you do your work.
Mm.
Doesn't even have to be your supervisor.
Just anybody standing there,
right,
hovering over you. Anytime anybody gets too close for no real reason, that bothers me too. Like, they're just like a few inches too close, you know?
Well, that sounds like harassment, but yeah. Right, I get what you're saying.
I've actually felt it in my shoulders just get tight.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right. When somebody's too close to you, 100% you feel them
there.
Feel
the breath on your neck.
Right. And on Raven, what gives you anxiety?
Going 60 miles an hour in the fast lane. This is driving me crazy. I don't understand this at all. You want to get in the fast lane, you do 80 miles an hour. Everybody moves along great. But no, you get this one idiot up here who's doing 60 miles an hour, neck and neck with the guy next to him in the slow lane. We're going 60 miles an hour.
Anna and Raven, what gives you anxiety?
When I go on vacation, it gives me anxiety. I have someone come over and, like, notarize paperwork to leave this to this person and that to that person. But I try to pack everything, and my husband decided to be a adult and pack his own clothes on Disney World. So we get to Disney World, and he's unpacking, and he's like, where's my underwear? And I said, I don't know, Sparky, you pack yourself.
Can you imagine every time you're going to Disney, you tell the kids, hold on, Mommy's got to write her new will first?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we're getting ready to go away this fall. You guys should be on your best behavior.
Right.
You know, could work out well for you. Maybe not. There's a flip side of that coin. Thank you for the call. I love that she called her husband Sparky.
Sparky. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What gives you anxiety?
Hi, good morning. God, when I have to go to the doctor, every time, and I go fairly often, I'm older and I have different things going on, and my blood pressure, every time I go, they take blood pressure, and I say, you should wait, because it's usually off the wall. And they said, well, I just get anxious. I could go there 50 times, and I'm just, it's crazy. And I get all sweaty. It's crazy.
Yeah. I get anxious sitting in the waiting room because I just don't know how long it's going to be. That's what I get anxious about.
I can't tell you what I get anxious about at the doctor's office because it's really embarrassing. It's like a medical thing I have.
Okay.
When they ask for like the sample,
yeah,
I can never go on command.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
What happens to me? They tell you I have a shy bladder.
Yeah, no, it's what it is.
Thank you for the call.
I have to call ahead and ask, is this going to be one of those exams where I have to give a sample so I could prepare and not go to the bathroom the entire afternoon? It's real. It's a real problem,
oh my
Raven.
Gosh. Yeah.